how to talk effectively with college coaches when you're not sure what to say. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 40. Hello, this is John Kibler, and we've made it to episode number 40 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Man, these weeks go by fast. I had a great call with my RecruitMe families, my premium members. We had a live coaching call. It was fun. Enjoyed it. I need to do more of that. But anyway, I'm just still kind of riding the high on that as I get into recording this episode, which I'll be releasing in just a few hours. And one of the things that, the thing I wanted to address in this episode is, you know, you're dealing with college coaches, and I especially want to speak to student athletes. I'll speak to both parents and student athletes, but you're dealing with college coaches, and there's a lot of emotion to that when you're talking with them, whether it be on the phone or in person. And you just can be fearful. It can be hard. You're not quite sure what to say, and you don't want to look dumb. You don't want to make a fool of yourself. You want to make that good impression. And here's that opportunity face-to-face with a college coach. So that's what we're going to deal with today. I want to really want to help you out as you go through this process and you get that chance to talk to some coaches in these 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I want to remind you, too, to make sure you grab the free download that's still there, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. This is just 4 pages. I want to share with you the 3 laws of recruiting. Laying the foundation. It may be something you already knew, but it may be something brand new to you and help you out a different angle on things. Make sure you go to recruitme.com, recruit-me.com, and grab that. It's free. How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. Along with that, when you get that, you're also enrolled in my 7-day recruiting jumpstart. Many of my listeners are already going through that. Hopefully it's been helpful. Continue to comment back to me on that. This will take you from what you'll learn in the 4 pages to something every day that will help you move forward and indeed get a recruiting jumpstart. We all need that. I mean, you know, this whole recruiting thing isn't something that's, you're just making progress every day or every week, although we would love to think so. We would love to think this in a perfect world, we're getting closer and closer to that scholarship. Everything's going well, making progress, and yet there's ups and downs. There's an emotional up and down from time to time too, an emotional down, and you got to pick yourself up, move forward. Parents, athletes, both of you, you got to do that. And I understand from personal experience. So to get this download, get you back on track, and you can also follow along in the 7-day recruiting jumpstart, give you some energy, give you some solid things to do, get back on the right track. We want to keep moving forward, keep moving upward. Now, here it is. We're getting up onto summer. Summer's close. Got to be preparing for that. And you may be taking some school visits. I hope you do. Hope you'll use this time to visit 2 or 3 schools. It's great because you get that firsthand experience of what this school is like and get a feel maybe for the program, although you're not going to be there when practice and competition going on. But at least you get a feel for the school and you get a chance to talk with coaches, hopefully. Try to set up an appointment with one of the coaches on the staff. In some way, make it happen if you can. They're going to be out recruiting this summer, and in future episodes, I'm going to talk about effective summer recruiting and how you can respond to that and use this summer as a huge, huge time to your benefit. But coaches are going to be out recruiting, but they're also going to be there some of the time at the school. So as you go out there, you're going to have opportunities to talk to coaches. And I got to tell you, I can relate to you student athletes. You're walking in, you're talking with head coach or assistant coach, whatever it might be, and you're not quite sure what to say. You're not quite sure how to make that good impression. So I want to give you some keys to talking with coaches effectively. So you go in with purpose and you go in looking good and you have an engaging conversation. So here's the first thing. And parents and athletes, this is for both of you. Because as a parent, I know what I'm going to do if I see my son or daughter struggling in this conversation. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to try to save my son or daughter. I'm going to try to rescue the conversation. and we can just mess it up even more. We should only talk to the coach when it's that conversation with the coach, not when they're trying to hear what our son or daughter is thinking. So there's a balance there. We don't need to jump in, and it's hard. It's hard because we want this to end well too. So here's some keys to going in and talking with a college coach. It's the same thing on the phone, so translate this to any phone calls you might be receiving. With this, you get to prepare more. With a phone call, it could be spontaneous, so you got to be prepared more. First thing, go with purpose. Don't just walk in and not have a purpose in mind. What is the goal? What is the end? Why do you want to meet with that coach? What do you want to know by the end of that conversation? So there's things you can know about the program. So ask the coach about anything you can about the athletic program, about his program, her program. You want to know some things about the coach, him or herself, expectations, coaching style, temperament, all those things. How do they build a team? How have they built their team? What are their expectations for the team? What are their expectations for the teammates? What are the values that this coach has? So those types of questions so you can get to know the coach. The third thing you want to know is about the school. Now, you should be taking the tour of the school. Just take the regular tour there. But if in addition to that, I would encourage you to ask the coach some of the questions about the academics and the programs at the school. Get hers or her opinion. So going in there, going with a purpose. I'm just suggesting a few things here, but you may have your own purpose as you go in. One of the purposes you probably don't want to go in, you don't want to enter right away into that conversation of, tell me about your scholarships. That's a little tacky. However, at some point, you're going to want to know. At this point, though, this is that first meeting, that first opportunity to really be face-to-face with the coach and know a few more things going out than when you went in. So go in with purpose. Second thing you want to do is have your questions in writing. It's okay to pull out your phone with questions on there that you've already been thinking about, or your iPad or a notebook, whatever it might be, and have those questions that you're asking the coach, specific questions that you need the answers to. The coach will be impressed by that you, again, are coming in with purpose, but you're coming in prepared. So purpose and prepared. When you ask those questions, maybe even jot down some answers. Get involved in that conversation. Don't just ask the question and think you're going to remember everything, but take a few notes. And parents, you help too and do the same thing. So going in with questions in advance, that's going to speak very loudly to the coach that you not only have purpose, but you're prepared. I would even ask the coach this question: what do you need to know about me? What can I tell you about myself that might be important? And here's the opportunity where you're giving the coach the chance to ask questions of you. That can be pretty frightening, but that's okay. it's okay. The coach understands, but you need to be able to share about your philosophy. You need to be able to share about your work ethic. You need to be able to share about your experience and what got you to the point where you are right now in your athletic career. So the coach wants to know about you, and we'll ask you some pointed questions. Parents, I would encourage you as well to go in with written questions that you want to ask of the coach. That's huge. So you're in this together. It really is cool when the coach sees that balance that the parent and the athlete together are in this. The parent's not dominating things, but the athlete is not going at this alone, but has the support of the parent. You need to go in and let the coach know, student athlete and parent, what's important to you in an athletic program, in an academic institution, and in a campus. So those things if you can express those things to the coach, he or she would really appreciate that. Keep in mind that, just to step back from it all, that you want the program, the academic institution, that is the right fit. How many times have I said that in the last few podcasts? You want the one that's the right fit. So you're not going in to this meeting with a coach to sell yourself, parents, to sell your son or daughter on and get them, get the coach to like them. That's not it. What you want to do, yeah, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to present yourself well, but you want to make it clear to the coach, and you need to believe it yourself, that you want the program that is the right fit. You're trying to find the program that's the right fit. If you have that in mind, it really does take some of the pressure off. Now, here's something that'll help you. I love the fact that going to a campus, and coaches love that. I've talked to a coach in the past, a few of them, and one in particular has said that, boy, visiting the campus, that speaks loudly to a coach. You really get to set yourself apart from other athletes. And I'm not just talking about official visits. I'm talking about the unofficial visit where you are taking the initiative on your own expense to go there. But that's really important. So as you go on campus, go there prepared, go there with purpose, and go there with the goal of overall finding the school that is the right fit. And if you have that, that takes a lot of pressure off, because there is that tenseness as you're meeting with the coach or meeting with more than one coach. That's tough, right? No, it's not. You can make your way through this. One of the things I wanted to mention too is this, is going early in a student's career is a good thing. I mean, even freshman year, going out and visiting a campus. Hey, that's cool. You can do that. You can get a feel for what a college campus is like, not waiting till junior or senior year, but going early and just exploring informally, not even meeting with the coach, not even meeting with any of the faculty or the administration, but maybe just going on and taking that tour of campus. Then going to a campus and taking the official tour, meeting with the administration, meeting with the coach, not waiting to junior or senior year, but doing this early on. You know why? Because when it comes time in your junior year, senior year, to meet with coaches, when you're making your decision, when you're really in serious recruiting mode, you won't have those emotions of fear and tenseness and anxiety, because you've already gone through, you've eased into this process. So I'm a big proponent of getting onto campuses early and using that as, I guess you could call it practice for the game competition. That's the way I look at it. And that's huge. You get, by doing that, you then begin to build in your mind a comparison from one campus to another. Make sure you take notes so you can refer back to those, but that's really important. So that will help you as you meet with coaches and have questions for them and be able to engage in normal conversation, which is what you want to do after all. So that's some tips on having an effective conversation with coaches, so you don't appear dumb, and you got your act together. That's the way to do it. So translate this to calls you're going to get from coaches. Be prepared for those calls. Have purpose. Have questions in mind. Follow that same pattern that I just told you about personal visits, only it's in the phone call. Hard part about having questions ready is you just never know where you're going to get that phone call. So to have them digitally on your phone somewhere would be a good idea, or top of mind, however you can do that. Well, that's it for this week. I'll be back next Tuesday with the next edition of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Getting closer to summer. We're having a snowstorm here this coming weekend, I hear. But you probably won't have one. Anyway, we'll talk to you next week, and we will prepare you for the summer recruiting season. Take care.